to be late back, as she was on the early shift at Sunshine Lodge tomorrow, but he'd protested that it was Friday night and he'd been working hard all week, adding, "I need to chill out, babe. It's not my fault you have to work tomorrow." It was a fair point, which made her feel guilty, as it was meant to do. Scott worked long hours as assistant manager of a games shop and often had to work weekends himself, so couldn't always have a Friday night out. But when he had to work weekends, she didn't come crashing in and wake him up in the early hours of the morning, did she? She swatted down her irritation, reminding herself that was because she didn't like going clubbing. She preferred to spend her days and evenings off work, either making cushions and throws to brighten up their flat, or creating designs for the mugs, clocks and phone covers she sold on Dandybug, an online arts and crafts marketplace, hoping that one day she could turn it into a full-time business. Anyway, if she did come in late, she doubted if Scott would notice. He slept like a log and snored like a mechanical saw. Holly turned over and tried to go back to sleep. Her friend Susie was always telling her, "You're too much of a pushover, Holly. You should stand up to Scott." Susie didn't understand that Holly hated conflict of any kind. She didn't want to argue. She wanted to live in a nice, peaceful home like Pops and Nana had. She missed them so much. Holly's parents had split up when she was a baby. She'd never known her dad, and her mum was out at work all day, so she spent a lot of time with her grandparents. Pops and Nana had adored Holly and each other, and their love had shone out like a beacon of happiness. They'd been together since they were 14, got married at 21, and lived happily ever after. Nana died 2 years ago, and Pops had missed her so much that when he too had gone peacefully in his sleep a few weeks ago, the knowledge that he was now with Nana helped Holly and her mother cope with the grief of losing him. Nana and Pops had both lived until their early 90s, so had a good few innings, as Pops would have said. Ever since she was little, Holly had dreamt of being happily married, just like Nana and Pops, but all the guys she'd dated seemed to want a good time with no long-term commitment. She was hoping Scott was different. She loved him so much, and he said he loved her too, but they'd been living together for over a year now, and he hadn't shown any sign of proposing yet. Holly groaned as she heard the cooker fan go on and Scott whistling loudly out of tune. "He's having a bloody fry-up!" There was no way she could go back to sleep until he'd finished cooking. Knowing Scott, he'd fall asleep on the sofa and forget about the frying pan, then the flat would go up in flames and they'd both be burnt alive. She heard about that kind of thing happening all the time, and even though they had a smoke alarm and a fire extinguisher, it didn't stop Holly worrying. She listened until the fan went off and she heard Scott going into the lounge. Now she could go back to sleep. She closed her eyes, then jolted awake again as the sound of screaming filled the flat. It took her a few seconds to realise Scott was watching a horror film. "Great! Fan-bloody-tastic!" She reached out for the other pillow and stuck it over her head. The trouble with this flat was every noise carried. And Scott made a lot of noise. "Oh, please don't let him be disturbing the neighbours," she thought. They'd already had a couple of complaining letters shoved under their door. Somehow, Holly managed to drift back off to sleep and was woken by the alarm 4 hours later to find Scott's half of the bed unslept in and the TV in the lounge still blaring. Exhausted, she stumbled out of bed and into the bathroom. She was going to need a very strong cup of coffee before she went to work today. Holly showered, dressed, put on her makeup, and walked into the lounge to find Scott still fast asleep on the sofa. She paused to look at him. Even with his mouth open, his top button undone, his clothes askew, he looked incredibly sexy. That was the trouble. Scott was so handsome, and he knew it. He only had to gaze at her with those deep blue eyes and smile, and her heart crumbled. She loved him.